all you great stewards of land. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. It is the first Wednesday of the month. And it's always Mr. Kent Watkins is going to be on here with me today from SEI Agritech right here in Elk City. We got lots to talk about, but first let's get through some other stuff. First of all, if you didn't go to that four-county alfalfa meeting yesterday put on by the OSU Extension Office at Votech here in Elk City yesterday, I'm going to let you know. You missed out. So if you hear one coming to your area, please attend it. It was great. I didn't get to go to the morning part, but I got there right after the show and watched, I think I went through three classes of it. It was great. They had a great turnout and very informative. Had people from Kiowa County there, Washita, Beckham, Roger Mills, seen some people that I know there. And I was very impressed with the class put on by Dana Zook from up in Enid. She's the Northwest Director for OSU Extension Beef, I believe. And she did a great job. She proved my point on, I've said it many a times here on the show, I don't feed a lot of cake. I do alfalfa, and I know it's hard to get your hands on alfalfa, but if you plan ahead, like right now, and start talking to some alfalfa growers to buy some alfalfa instead of waiting until next fall to do it, you'd be better off. But anyway, she proved a lot of stuff that I do already. I'm not saying I'm smart or nothing, but it's a good deal to, if I remember right, feeding cake versus alfalfa hay, they was 15 or 20 cents a day difference in the cost per day per cow. So you do the math. You got 100 head, that adds up. But anyway, it's a program for everybody, you know, but everybody can't get their hands on alfalfa. I grew my own alfalfa and that other stuff. And cake's a good way to go too. I feed cake also. But just not when I got alfalfa. So anyway, I'm sitting here talking crap on a guy that sells cake in here, so I guess I ought to shut up. But anyway, it was an awesome deal that they put on, and thank you Beckham, Custer, Roger Mills, and Washita County for putting it on. That's a good thing about farming community. It's not really talking crap, it's just my opinion. And Kent's sitting over here, and he's got his opinion, and I listen to a lot of his opinions, but hopefully he doesn't not sponsor my show anymore and do this other stuff, but it's just everybody has their own way, and there's a anyway, so it worked out good, but they had economics, agronomics, fertilization, insects and disease and weeds. They had it going on, and I think everybody enjoyed the class up there yesterday, and they got some free hats out of the deal. What's more important than that? Okay, let's see what's happening with the weather real quick. Let me update this, make sure it's good. Yeah, it's still the same. 43 at Arnett, 40 at Elk City, 43 at Hollis, 39 at Fort Cobb, 40 at Watonga, 46 up there at Cherokee. Nice rains moving through some of the areas this morning. Looking at my rainfall deal, because water was running down the side of the roads at Willow when I left there this morning. And looks like they got around an inch in that area there, and it's kind of headed up towards Sentinel and Burns Flat. Hopefully everybody gets some rain, but it's about over. But we got some really good chances of rain coming up next week. So keep your fingers crossed, and we'll see how that goes. Let's go over real quick. It is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour today. So, hey, all you grillers out there, are you ready to up your game? Taylor Ranch beef is your answer, no matter what your skill level, from the beginner to the master griller. Starting with Taylor Ranch beef will take you to the next level. The majority of the Taylor Ranch beef grades prime, so prime your grill with Taylor Ranch beef. Your family and friends will appreciate and enjoy your decision. At Taylor Ranch, they develop every animal as if it's going to be served on their own table. That's Taylor Ranch beef, selling quarters, halves, and whole beef. Third-party verified, all natural and hormone-free, also available. Call Mr. Jimmy Taylor at 405-609-4662 to order. 405-609-4662. Did you hear me announce his news yesterday? He's a big dog.
Oh, yes, I did hear that.
Yeah, because he knows it. When you're on the show, me and him may or may not, we might talk about him.
Yeah, I heard that. Congratulations if you're listening, Jimmy.
Yeah, and I think it's cool.
Yeah.
We got the national president and the state president all right here in Roger Mills County.
Right.
Monty and Jimmy. So, anyway, we got they got our backs, I bet.
Right.
So, anyway, so it's a good deal. Great. Text line is wide open at 50-580-225-9697. You got questions for Kent today. Also coming up in the third segment, I got Andy Grants. He is with the Avana Seed rep out of Amarillo. We're going to be talking Milo and corn seed. And anything going on out there. And also, right before the show, hopefully everybody got it, I sent you one of those text messages out that Kent's going to be having cattle growers meeting at his deal coming up. Tell us about it.
Okay, it's going to be put on by Livestock Nutrition Centers. It'll be February 16th at noon. We are going to feed. I want to do steaks, but my banker said I could afford hot dogs, so we'll see what we get. And
they going to be beef hot dogs?
Yes, all
okay.
beef. Yes, but they're going to be talking about feeding cows through a drought.
Okay.
And they're going to have their nutritionist there. And it's not just going to be me and another sales rep. It's going to be guys who nutrition. Yeah,
that'd be fun. So it's coming up, and I'll announce it a couple more times. But I did send it out on the Today in Ag text group. And for you guys that haven't signed up yet, it's simple. Text Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y. That's all you got to put in there, to 580-225-9697. And you'll be a member of my crime. You'll be one of my crime buddies. Anyway, and what I'll do is something comes up like this right here, or if somebody's running a special that I think all you guys need to know about, I'll text it out to you, but I'm not going to blow your phone up in Texas. So don't unsubscribe from me. But anyway, so we'll have that going on. Let's check the grain market real quick, and then we'll come back and we'll talk to Kent and talk about soil health and other good stuff coming up. Right now, corn for March is 678. May is 676. Soybeans for March, 1519. May is 1513. Soybean meal. March, 483.70 a short ton. May is 470.60. Soybean oil, March, 60.60 for May. Hard red winter wheat today is up very nicely, almost to the $9 mark. March is 894. May is 880. Oats for March, 384. May is 377. Live cattle for February, 160.90. April's 163.65. June is 159.82. Feeder cattle for March, 187. April's 191.05. Lean hogs, February, 76 bucks. April, 84.10. And May is 93.47. Cotton for March, 85 cents. May is 86 cents. Sugar for March, 20 cents a pound. So, Mr. What's his name? Sugar Baby over there ought to be doing pretty good right now. Crude oil for March is $77.79. Natural gas is just keep going down. It's $2.42 for March. I did, real quick, we'll go over just a few numbers. They only had 508 head at Woodward yesterday for the cow sales. It shows you the culling is slowing down. But, man, the prices were good. On the breaker cows, they were averaging anywhere from weight-wise 1287 to 1588, and they were bringing anywhere from 94 bucks to $1.13 for cows. Boner cows, same thing. All in the 12 to 1300 pound weight was bringing anywhere from 85 to 96 cents a pound. And even lean cows were high. They had about 60 head there, weighing anywhere from 910 to 1149, bringing anywhere from 65 to 87 cents a pound. Bulls were bringing up to $1.20. And
bred cows, medium and large. We're bringing anywhere from $11.75 to $13.50. Pairs with 150 to 300 pound calves, $1,800 was the top end on them, and $16.50 for some cows that were small cows, but they were had some 300 pound calves on them. When we come back from this Taylor Ranch break, we're going to talk to Kent. We're going to talk about some soil health, and he's got some reminders to get you guys to put in your head right now that you need to be doing with your alfalfa and some other crops. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local High Pro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Mickey will go to bat for you. Anytime you've got a problem or, you know, a question, he's Johnny on the spot. If he doesn't know, he calls up higher to get it figured out. And we've got tractors insured, balers, combines, swathers, cattle, hay, home, anything you can think of, he's got it. And he's been called a few times. Mickey is really good about coming to see what you need. You know, he'll come to where you are to get your signature or go over something that he's run into a problem. You know, you can't beat that, because we live 18 miles from his office. So it helps when he's willing to come to the house. He's done, you know, just whatever he needs to do, he'll be there.
I'm Jill Duresha, and I'm a farmer and rancher in Southwest Oklahoma.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hello and good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, February 6th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,911 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 425 brought 258. 6 at 581 brought 195. 25 at 685 brought 191. 75 at 699 brought 182. 26 at 770 brought 179.75. 74 at 802 brought 182.50. 5 head of heifers at 320 brought 217. 21 at 475 brought 210. 10 at 504 brought 191. 11 at 659 brought 170. 33 at 791 brought 170.50. 14 at 826 brought 169. 71 at 933 brought 163. Butcher cows were 18 to 100. Butcher bulls brought 91 to 123.50. Bred cows were 1,000 to 1850. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. Consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back. I have picked Miami, Texas for the west eastern part of the Texas Panhandle. Update here right now, it's 43 with the wind chill 36. The winds are out of the northwest at 12 miles an hour with the max wind gust today has been 16 miles an hour. Humidity is 43%. Month-to-date precipitation is zero. Red flag minutes today, 0. Sub-freezing minutes today, 229. And 8-inch soil temperature is 42 degrees. Also, I see I got some new members on the Today in Ag deal. If you make sure that when you text Jimmy in to 580-225-9697, you should get a response that says, you are now my partner in crime on the Today in Ag show. If something important comes up, I'll share it with you here. So there you are. I was going to text you guys last night during the State of the Union address, and I decided it wasn't worth it. So anyway, Mr. Kent Watkins is on the show with me now from SEI Agritech right here in Elk City, and welcome to the your monthly meeting.
I appreciate it. We're getting a little rain out there, so things are starting to look up a little bit.
And it was snowing in Carter.
Well, that's good.
And when I come through, I'm sure it's not snowing now, but it was snowing. I was talking to my landlord on the phone. I said, it's snowing. Anyway, so it was good. Anything right now is big.
Any moisture we can get right now is great, because this is typically not the time of year we're going to get it. So,
we was talking about that yesterday. Last year, I don't remember what date in February. It was the only time I got water in my ponds last year.
Right.
Remember that one rain
we
got? Yep. It was good. So hopefully we got one of those coming, because the ponds are getting low. Well, as always, I'm sure we're going to talk. First thing, we're going to talk about the five pillars.
The five pillars of soil health. It's what I start with every time. The first one for us on the Southern Plains is armor on the soil. Keep your soil covered up. And if you've been driving around the countryside, it's easy to see which fields don't have and which fields do, because the ones that don't, some of it's in the bar ditch now.
Okay.
Low disturbance when you're planting or with a planter or drill, so that means no-till. And limit your tillage as much as you possibly can. Diversity in the plant life. So if you're growing a cash crop, unless you use cotton, you obviously don't want other things growing in there with the cotton, because it's going to interfere with harvest. But in the off season, you know, wheat, rye, triticale, something, and then you can put legumes in there with that. And before they terminate those in the spring, they'll have time, typically, they'll have time to do some nitrogen fixation. So they can get ahead of the game just a little bit there. Living root in the soil as many days out of the year as possible. Because you got to remember, you're trying to feed that underground herd, and those single-celled microbes have to have those living roots to be able to survive and multiply. And then the fifth one would be livestock where it fits.
Right.
If you have water on the place, but you don't deal with cattle, find somebody who does and let them graze that rye or whatever you've put
in. And it's some extra income.
Absolutely. It's a little extra income, and they'll do you a lot of good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had a comment yesterday from a gentleman here in Beckham County. And I remember a couple of years ago, he had made the comment about, you know, I tried the no-till and it wasn't doing no good. Well, yesterday he made the comment that he had two fields side by side. One, he tilled because of the weeds and stuff on it, and the other, and he didn't. And to his surprise, the no-till wheat looks way better than the till.
Yeah, there's no-till by itself until the cover crop came about. No-till by itself was about to fail, and the reason it was because the chemistries were failing everywhere. But with the cover crop, that's added a whole new dimension to that, and now you don't have those failures like we used to have.
Right.
So it's important, and let's face it, it's a lot less labor, a lot less diesel, it's a lot less everything.
Right.
So it will benefit the grower if they'll just, you know, decide to do it and be intentional about what they're doing.
Okay.
It'll work.
What about alfalfa? What's happening?
Okay, so right now is time to get pre-emerge down. If you're a serious alfalfa farmer, you already know this, but choose your pre-emerge and get it sprayed down if that's what you're going to do. And then as far as scouting for insects, really hasn't started yet. But that's, you don't have to be a brain surgeon to scout for insects and alfalfa. It's just watch the mesonet, get the growing degree days close to where they're going to start emerging, and weevils is what you would be scouting for, really. because when you find the weevils, you're going to find the pea aphids and the worms at that point, maybe.
Where there's one, there's more.
That's right. They all come to the party at the same time. So start, just watch the mesonet in your area for growing degree days. Start scouting at about 150 or 60 growing degree day hours. And by the time you get to 250, you need to have the sprayer ready to go.
Go.
Because they're going to be there. And then on weak top dressing for grain, we need to switch out of dries into liquid fertilizer. It's too late for grain, trying to use urea or ammonium sulfate.
Okay.
Now, if you're going to forage for hay or graze out wheat, the dries are still fine. And then at the same time, you can kill two birds with one stone and go get your herbicide down with the fertilizer if you want to in the wheat.
Gotcha. What kind of herbicides are you putting down right now with wheat?
Well, you could, a lot of that depends on what else you're doing. If you're a cotton farmer or you have cotton, you know, in your area, then it's you want to do the same chemistry that the cotton guys are doing, dicamba or 2,4-D. Most guys don't want to have to manage two systems, you know, two technologies, because they're not going to be able to get the sprayer cleaned out, and they're going to ding up their own cotton with whatever was left over in the hoses and everything else. Now, if you're going to not do anything with that field this summer, which I don't recommend, but if you're not going to do anything with that, you can go ahead and add Finesse or Amber in there, and you'll typically have a clean field all summer long, assuming we get some rain.
Right.
But those are the easy herbicides. You can use the high dollar ones if you want to, but let's face it, we're buying dead weeds. That's all we're doing.
Right.
So spend $2 or spend $15, you know.
Whatever.
Yeah. It's not rocket science.
Yeah. And yeah. I mean, and weeds are becoming more and more immune to a lot of chemicals nowadays.
Yeah, and that's why the cover crop works. It keeps that ground in a rotation so that those hard-to-control weeds don't get a foothold.
Gotcha.
So it's that time of year to be doing all those things. And then the third thing would be soil sampling. It's the most mind-numbing thing to do on the farm is go collect soil samples, but it'll save you a lot of money.
It's the best thing to do.
It's the best thing to do, but it is mind-numbing to go do. And for your spring crops like cotton, milo, corn, those kind of things, now through the middle of next month would be a good time to get it done.
Yep.
I recommend not sending your 12-year-old daughter to go do that, because pretty soon she's going to get bored with it too, and your samples are going to come out of a gopher mount. And that's pretty really not where
Do it yourself. That way you know what is done
do
right.
Do it yourself. And don't pull your soil samples out of a gopher mound, because that's not representative of the field.
I wonder if anybody's ever got a sample back says you got gophers.
Yeah, they have.
Well, let's take a break. Quick break, and when we come back, you and I are going to talk with Andy.
Okay.
We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a Hughes trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
Once again, good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 3rd. 714 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 330 brought 220. 12 at 400 brought 244. 7 at 471 brought 220. 3 at 520 brought 198. 6 at 593 brought 188. 16 at 677 brought 190. 47 at 761 brought 179.50. 5 head of heifers at 358 brought 214. 4 at 438 brought 192. 3 at 483 brought 190. 11 at 538 brought 188. 14 at 586 brought 187. 10 at 677 brought 174. 22 at 720 brought 168.50. Butcher cows were 61 to 104. Butcher bulls brought 80 to 120. Bred cows were 850 to 1500. Pairs brought 1350 to 1425. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. And that's what we want. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference. Napa Auto Parts, 716 West 3rd, Elk City, Oklahoma. Napa know-how.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
And ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the hay wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache hay wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 22nd at 12:30 at the ranch near Leedy, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Deer Valley Growth Fund, Monin Dakota, Baldridge Alternative, and several other breed-leading AI sires. Also selling commercial females carrying QC Genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 22nd at 12:30 at Quartermaster Creek Ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online. For videos and sale information, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour. I have picked Sealing, Oklahoma for our northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas Panhandle and southern Kansas forecast. 46 currently there, 40 for wind chill. Humidity is 35. The winds are out of the north-northeast, 12 miles an hour, with wind gusts up to 16 today. 60% chance of rain showers, 48 for a high. 30% chance tonight. Tomorrow, 47 and partly sunny. Still a little bit breezy out of the north. Friday looks not too bad, 46, mostly sunny. Saturday looks beautiful, no wind and sunny, and 56 for a high. And Sunday, 59. South winds and mostly cloudy. I think that's when that storm starts creeping back in here. Maybe we'll get some good rain next week also. And hopefully everybody gets it, not just certain areas. Well, on the phone with me right now is Mr. Andy Gratz. I hope I said that right. From Havana Seed. He's an Havana Seed rep out of Amarillo. Welcome to the show, senor.
Thank you, sir.
And how's things going where you're at?
Well, we're finally getting some of the much-needed moisture for this area, so looking up, looking positive.
Yeah, that's the way we got going on. Well, you know, everybody's, their brains are churning right now and thinking about making plans for what we're going to do this spring with our summer crops and taking care of our crops we got growing right now. And you got some pretty nice setup on some seeds. You want to start off with some Milo for us?
Yes, sir. We really got a pretty broad spectrum portfolio on the grain side of things. Really some of the tougher drought-tolerant hybrids, as well as we launched the EmiGrowth or iGrowth EmiFlex combination the last year, adding some much-needed grass and weed control, allowing guys to spray some of these varieties over the top and as well as a pre-shot. So really some big things happening in the sorghum industry and looking pretty positive moving forward.
Well, in our area out here in western Oklahoma, we have irrigation and we have dry land. And is there one of these that's better than the other for our part of the state and even part of the, you know, you cross the state line headed towards Amarillo. I mean, until you get to McLean, we're kind of on the same turf around here.
Yes, sir. As far as the conventional product goes, the 1203 has kind of been the tried and true trusty staple we've used many, many years. Highly drought tolerant. If we do catch these rains, it's been a very good product going forward as far as, possibility of making a very good yield or good turnout on it.
Well, I noticed that some of these, we got different color heads on the sorghum. And what we got, red top, bronze.
Red, bronze, and cream.
Cream. And it used to be, you was telling me, Kent, here a while back, was it cream or bronze? Nobody would plant around here.
Yeah, the creams, they used to dock for creams, but Andy can talk a little bit about that. They've changed that contract up now, so.
A lot of the export done with the sorghum right now, these contracts aren't really, stipulating what color it's got to be. A lot of guys had trouble with being able to take it to certain places and who would accept it. Pretty well across the board now, it's mixed in one pile and contracted the same way. There's no real big significant loss or gain, either way. The creams, we have a couple of cream varieties that have done very, very good across that spectrum through the Texas Panhandle across over here to Oklahoma. One of the big ones we've had a lot of success with is an early variety with the number of 1329, which is a cream product, very early season, 58 day to mid bloom. Very, very good product, highly, highly drought tolerant and pH tolerant. That product has just hit a home run from Lubbock North all the way up through here, going into Kansas as well. So that'd be one to keep on your radar, these guys with the tougher acre and moving forward. Very good product.
Well, you're talking about how these seeds that you got are very drought tolerant. Is there any tricks of the trade that some of these guys that maybe just planting this for the first time, like you know who, some seasoned veterans, is there something going on that people that they need to do that they have been doing or shouldn't do, are you planting? Are we doing this with a drill? Or are we sowing? Because, you hear all kinds of different deals that if you would have sowed this with 15-inch rows, it would have done a lot better. And why? Or if you planted it on 30-inch rows, what happened? Can you help out a little bit there?
And I try to tell these guys it's nothing to get scared of or stray from. Typical practice of farming is going to apply here as well. If you do decide to narrow that row and go with a grain drill, the one thing that we try to tell guys is make sure you bump that population a little bit, just from the standpoint of keeping those plants close together and allowing that to have a success toward the end of the year, which kind of seems, I guess, an oxymoron for a lack of a better way to say it, but just really narrowing those rows up, stacking those plants in there and get that cover in that canopy to where these weeds don't pressure and we can kind of get closure.
Is there one better than the other in your book that you've seen out in your tours of the farm, or it just depends on who it is?
Each product has its set fit. We've got a pretty robust portfolio as far as being able to adapt to many situations. Just individualized, I've been working with Kent pretty substantially over here in this market, and Kent has a pretty good idea of grasping where these things kind of fit and where they place them. Each deal is a little bit different, but we can certainly help out with some placement and what we recommend.
I got you. All right, you told me something on the phone the other day. And here we're getting ready. Yes, sir. We're going to stir up the wasp nest on this one. The 1203. You told me down in Texas, and I don't think you even specified where, that, you know, I was telling you about the corn and the hog problems and stuff. Tell our listeners about the 1203.
So that is a grain variety. It's a bronze color, medium early, kind of what put us on the map in the sorghum game. A lot of guys in South Texas are using that where they do have a bigger hog problem, bigger hog pressure. They're using that as a border around these cornfields. And a lot of them will attest for some reason those hogs don't like that sorghum. For whatever reason that is, I couldn't tell you. But they're using that as a border crop around these. And really, if they have something left that the pigs didn't get into or whatnot, then they'll go ahead and harvest that and take that grain to harvest as well. But just really preventing those hogs from penetrating their cornfield by using that as a border product.
Well, you think it's the smell or what of it is on the 1203?
You know, I don't know what it is, if it's the grain type, the plant type. I mean, being a smaller, shorter statured plant rather than that corn, I mean, they just don't like going through it for whatever reason that is. They don't like the taste of it. They don't like whatever, and they kind of turn their nose up to it and go the other way.
Well, you sold me on it. I don't have anything to lose. We got a hog problem down there where we're going to grow corn, so we're going to do that.
Sure.
We're going to we got trappers going down there. We got some other stuff going on, and it's a lot easier to go plant a couple rounds around a pivot with a milo than it is to put up a hot wire fence and go down there and check it and make sure the deer or the hogs ain't tearing it down every night. So,
sure.
You know, but anyway, so I am going to try that, and we'll see how that works out, and because I like it. I mean, you got people that are saying that down there in South Texas that it works, and it shouldn't be no different here.
Yes, sir.
Anyway.
I agree.
And you got a deal going. Before we take our next break, we'll talk about corn when we come back to from the break. What's you've got a deal going on, interest-free, or 0% interest till December?
Yeah, Andy, talk a little bit about your financing and the and the ease of application.
Sure. We are offering in kind of a cool program with Advana Alpha Seeds that's strictly our in-house financing. It's a one-page application. Get us a couple references and really basic information. Get that turned into Kent and up the food chain, and it's an in-house financing program offering 0% now through December of 2023. Going forward, if a guy wants to keep that line of credit, doesn't go away with us, so it sits there. Again, it'll be available for next year as far as, you know, going forward, so we don't have to refill out a bunch of paperwork. It's just a one-page credit app, pretty simple deal, pretty easy to get done.
Yeah, I filled it out. It took me a whole 5 minutes.
Yeah, and I found out you got approved. So if you can get approved, then we're set.
I guess they didn't catch that bankruptcy deal, did they?
Maybe not. But the good thing about it that I like is it's all in-house, so it's not third party. It's not Rabo. It's not John Deere. It's not any of that.
Right.
It's in-house. So if, you know, I can verify that if you use me as a credit reference, then I can verify, yeah, he does business with me. Yeah, he pays on time. You're pretty much going to get financed if you haven't run with Jesse James for the last 15 years.
Well, yeah. They didn't ask me that question.
That's right.
So anyway, Andy, if you don't mind, hang on here a second. We're going to take a quick break. It's not a quick break. We got to get the Woodward Livestock update going. If you will hang on for another 3 or 4 minutes when we come back, let's talk about the corn.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. For sale this Thursday, February the 9th, we're expecting 3,000 cattle. We'll start the auction at 8 a.m. From Shattuck, got 46 steers, never 4 to 550. Stillwater, 30 steers, 6.5, they're weaned. Fargo, 66 steers, never 7 to 8. Kingfisher, 72 steers, never 7 to 850. Tuttle, 57 steers at 8. Lady, 59 steers, never 7.5. Winoka, 46 heifers, 8 to 8.5. Lady, 58 steers at 8. Fargo, 98 mixed cattle, 7.5 to 8.5. Paulette, 143 steers, never 6 to 850. And Winoka, 65 heifers, 730. Our cow sale on Tuesday, very good, with the best fleshy cows bringing 95 to 105, and a few of them 4-year-old straight cows bringing 113. Bulls topped 120.50. We'll see you this Thursday, 8 a.m. sharp. Thanks, Kim Jerry 9, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
For generations, FFA, Future Farmers of America, have been helping our children through agriculture to grow into responsible adults. We believe and we support the work being done by our local FFA chapters and all they do to create an enriching experience for our youth. For all you do, you have our thanks. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 4th at 12:30 p.m. Selling 84 bulls that have been feed efficiency tested on the GrowSafe system. They got DNA test data, birth, weaning, and yearling data, and ultrasound data. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 4th at 12:30 at a new location. From the Burns Flat Cotton Gin, go 1 mile east and a quarter mile south. Get information at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
Today's young people face a rapidly changing future. The FFA gives its members a chance to gain vital experience in technology, agri-science, marketing, and many other fields to help prepare them for the jobs of tomorrow.
Today and every day in 2023, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Lewis Cattle is proud to support all of our regional FFA chapters, and they look forward to working with our future stewards of the land. Way to go, FFA.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma. The typical gas station is like a 35-micron filter. We run 10-micron filters in all of our stuff. So when we load our bobtail and all that, we filter it through a 10-micron filter. I'm pretty prideful, and the last thing I want to do is hear that someone got water or dirt in their diesel and they had problems and burnt their motor up or something like that. That's the last thing I want to happen.
So how does your more stringent filtering, how does it help your customers save money?
Filters aren't cheap. Let's say over 3 years you change one filter, or in 3 years you change 10 filters. You know, I'm all about saving each penny, because that's all the pennies add up. That's where your profit is.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
Now back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That's a new commercial, isn't it?
Yeah, I had him cut that a couple of weeks ago.
Cool. Good. Sound good. See, I do listen to commercials, yeah. Even though I'm hard hearing. Anyway, welcome back to the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour. Currently, I've picked Mangum, Oklahoma for your Hobart Farm and Garden, southwestern Oklahoma and eastern Texas Panhandle forecast, 42 degrees, 36 your wind chill, northwest wind at 9 miles an hour. Looks like you have received 3/10 of an inch so far today. Humidity is 74% today, 80% chance of rain or snow, 45 for a high. Tomorrow, breezy and 51. Friday, sunny, a little breezy, not as bad as tomorrow's going to be, 48 and 58. Saturday, nice here too. Sunday, partly cloudy, 59 degrees. The winds start kicking up a little bit out of the south, not too bad. And it was between Willow and Mangum that I posted that picture of the tumbleweed hung up in the transformers on the electrical pole. And I didn't say telephone pole, Bobby Martin. The electric guys get mad at you when you say
it. Yeah, they get all hung up on details.
Yeah, all the major details. On the phone with me right now is Andy Krantz. He is with Advanta Seed. He is the rep for out here in western Oklahoma in the eastern Texas Panhandle. And we're going to talk corn now, sir. What do you think?
I think we've got a great portfolio moving forward. I'm really excited about our corn lineup.
And you got, well, Kent's got a couple of them wrote off in here, marked. One for irrigation and one for not irrigation, for not dry land. Let's use a proper terminology. And let me see if I can find it real quick. Which one was it, Kent?
Well,
I found it.
That 1090.
Okay. So dry land corn I've seen in the last 3 or 4 years is becoming more and more, especially in western Oklahoma. I haven't paid that much attention out in Texas. But is that what you're seeing as a rep?
Yeah. Very much so. I mean, these guys are just scrounging, trying to make a dollar and make this thing flow. And corn is kind of offering that lineup right now to where they can make, pretty good dry land acre and cover their cost and make some money on them. So it's been a very beneficial deal.
Well, tell us about the ADV 1090.
1090 is 109-day maturity. Very, very drought tolerant, very tough product. A lot of this portfolio has kind of been based around that, looking at the past 3 years in this area, just the tolerance to the drought and what do we got to do to, what hybrids do we got to put out here just to make this thing function and work. And that 1090 really adapts to our area and really fits the program very, very well.
What has been the range on some of the, and just on an average year, I know the last 3 years we've had dry year, not so bad year, and then another dry year. Right. So what has been some of the averages on the acreages per bushels per acre?
You know, really, a lot of this stuff is going to go back to plot data. Alta has just kicked this portfolio and this lineup out to the commercial market as of this year.
I got you.
We kind of went away with what we were doing down a Syngenta lineup and put it in our own bag and really moving forward. So we're really kind of at the baby steps and initial progress of this thing moving forward.
Okay. Hey, Andy, could you talk a little bit about the Viptera, the Duracade, and the Artesian and let the listeners know what those three terms mean?
Sure. So basically the government came in and said we had to get rid of all of our single-traded packages, you know, below ground. And going forward just to prevent the issues that we've run across in the past. So everything is going to a dual system where you have to have the minimum of two trait packages on these products going forward. That being said, your Duracades and your Vips is where it distinguishes of what trait packages and where they're going to be aligned with these products. We do offer that throughout the whole portfolio. That's kind of where we've aligned ourselves to have above and below ground protection. Vips are above, your Duracades are going to be below.
Okay, so in a Vip trait versus a Smart Stack, the Vip traits, you're not going to see any worm damage in that ear, and in a Smart Stack, you probably will. Is that correct? Okay. So, and
correct.
The reason for that is, the Viptera traded corn, that entire plant is poisonous to single gutted worms. So when they take a bite out of the leaf, that's it for them. And in a Smart Stacks, if I'm correct, they have to actually get into the ear and start working on the kernel itself before they're taken out. Is that right?
Correct. It's kernel consumption at that point. It's
right.
Not the entire plant.
Right. So if you, on an irrigated acre, let's say, where you're planting 30,000 plants, if you ruin four kernels, I think the math I did was if you ruin four kernels per plant across every plant in that field, that is four or five bushels. That you're losing, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you won't see that. You won't see any damage. I've never seen any worm damage at all in a Viptera traded corn.
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
That aligns itself really with the whole plant aspect. We're not going to pack the kernels on. We're not going to be able to produce anything based on without having that technology through that entire plant.
You know, whenever I was selling for Golden Acres years ago, Syngenta had come out with this Viptera product, and I asked the guy the first year if he thought this would open up new acres. And he said, no, it's just going to help us manage the acres we got. But in my mind, even 10 years ago, I thought it would open up new acres, and it absolutely has out here, because I've got growers now that plant, if we have any rainfall at all, they're going to plant corn. And
correct.
Before Viptera, you couldn't even have thought of doing that.
Right.
Because the worms would just eat you to the ground.
Quick and in a hurry. And every, I guess, one of these technologies has come about basically to correct or fix a problem that we've encountered. And that's kind of where it's set up now and why the government's come out and said we've got to have dual modes of action. Just from that standpoint, we're trying to protect ourselves and longevity of this program.
Yeah, so we don't wind up breeding a super worm that nothing will control.
Correct.
Yeah.
The python of corn.
There you go. And it can happen. You know, they start this in Australia for a reason, because it's way away from everything else, and they can control it right there.
Yeah.
If it gets away from them, they can control it
right
there.
Yeah, like here, it can get away from you. We don't even know where it went.
Can you imagine letting that get out of control into the I states where they really do grow corn?
Yeah.
And what damage it would do to the industry? Yeah, it's great technology.
Well, the 1124 is what Kent's got tagged here for irrigation, and it looks great. I mean, on a scale of it's 1 to 10, there was very few that even the meter barely moved.
Right.
It was good. That's good-looking corn there on the ratings on all the emerge, the vigor, the plant health, the stay green, the stalk strength, the roots, the yield potential, silage use, highly productive. And so, anyway, that looks good.
Andy, can you talk a little bit about your 118-day silage corn?
The 1181 is 118-day. That product is going to be a taller plant. Just really the sky is the limit. And that thing is going to do whatever that plant thinks it can handle, it's going to do it. We've had very, very good success in the trial data. In I've seen this in other people's portfolios and seen this corn. It's been around for a minute, and it's just a solid one. It's hard to stray away from something that's worked and done well. Taller plant, higher ear set, just really, really is the capability of packing on the tons, especially on that silage end of things.
So we should probably, I mean, if they have their fertility package underneath the corn, and they're real true silage guys, under irrigation, 20 to 24 ton is in the game for them on this variety, right?
Yes, sir. Okay. I mean, very, very capable. This thing, it really will flex out and really do a lot of big things. 65% of your tonnage is going to come off of that ear. And again, going back to the full plant health and the vigor and emergence and whatnot, and the disease package and defense systems they've put in place have really allowed that product just to really sky's the limit on it. It's going to do what it's got the capability of doing.
20 to 24 tons, pretty good.
Yeah. Most of my guys who grow silage will routinely do 22 tons.
I got you.
Routinely. So.
I got you. Well, Andy, I appreciate you coming on the show today. It's been very informative. If Kent, if anybody's got any questions, how do they get a hold?
Okay, so instead of wearing Andy out, call me at 580-225-0317. If you're interested in the 0% financing, and it's a true financing option, I don't think anybody would not want to take free money through December. So that's just going to let you get your crop out before you ever have to pay the bill.
Right.
Especially now with interest rates the way they are.
Oh, yeah.
So call me or come by the store, and we'll get you a credit app. You can take it, fill it out, and then you can send it directly into him. I don't have to see it. There's no financial information on there anyway, but I don't need to see it. They're going to do all that.
I'll put my wife's Social Security number now.
Now, there you go.
Anyway, Andy, safe travels out there today. And if you got any information that you want to put out, you can always call me or Kent and come back on the show. If you got some test results come out or something new coming out, us farmers out here, we like new stuff.
For sure.
All right.
For sure. Thank you for the conversation, guys.
All right. Thank you later. We might have enough time. No, we don't. All right, the person called in about the soil sampling real quick.
Okay, on 80 acres, take 8 or 10 samples, clean bucket, clean shovel, 6 inches deep, and mix it all up and put it in a quart Ziploc bag about half full and send it in.
Yeah, and you can get your soil sample, your soil health test done at OSU, or if you want a very detailed one, call Kent and he'll tell you how to do it with Regen Labs out of Nebraska, or just Google Regen Labs. It'll come right up.
R-E-G-E-N.
Yeah.
Ag Lab.
And do the Haney or whatever you need. Just talk to somebody and get her done. Hey, you remember George Green?
Yeah.
Toulou.
Fun, right? Isn't this fun? This is nice.
KECO, Elk City.
Lawmakers will get what they want.